Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And as I was waiting before the Lord regarding this broadcast, I felt He just wanted to minister to those who were listening. But before I allow the Lord to share what's on His heart, I'd like to share some scripture with you found in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. There the Lord says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. This scriptural word is for some of you listening, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as a tow. Verse 18 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the desert, a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall shew forth my praise. This is what God is simply speaking, that we have been created for the Lord, and He wants us to praise Him, even when we don't feel like it, even when we don't see things happening as we've desired. Let us, by faith, trust the Lord. Let's just now wait upon the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, he that hath an ear, hear ye the word of the Lord. I hear the prayers and the praises of my people. Songs of praise, beloved, fill the heavens, and they are as a sweet incense unto me, says the Lord. Lo, I would give strength to the weak, healing to the sick, joy to the sad in heart. I will build up my people in spiritual strength and energy by the flowing of my power and my spirit. I would be glorified in my people. Yea, I am he that would sanctify you and fill you with my presence. There are many in this world who enjoy the luxuries supplied by their money, yet who are poverty stricken in their souls. But you, my beloved, shall be of a cheerful countenance, and you shall be full of my joy, if you shall hearken to the word of God. Yea, all who have believed my written word, and all who present their bodies as a living sacrifice to me, shall possess the promises of my holy word. Praise me, for your praises are the very essence of a sweet fragrance before the Lord. Look not upon the things which might have been, but praise me for that which has been done, and for those things which I've promised to do. Let your heart be lifted up in songs of worship and praise, for I am your mighty conqueror who goes before you. Lo, I shall make my light to shine upon you and in you, and nothing shall stand before me. Yea, I will remove the stumbling blocks the enemy would place before my people. I will establish my people, yea, all who hearken to my voice and do willingly all that I command shall be established on the sure foundation, and nothing shall pluck them from my hands. Oh, my beloved, I invite you to a spiritual feast in my word. I encourage you to ask largely that your joy may be full to overflowing. Believe my written word. Stand fast upon the promises that I give to my people, and you shall eat the feast of victory, says the Lord. Behold, I change not. There is no shadow of turning with thy God. Therefore, I would say to you, I am your strength. I am your blessing today and your hope of tomorrow. I call to you to drink of the waters of life. Yea, drink from the fountain of living waters, for my spirit overshadows you. The breath of God breathed upon you is your refreshing and your blessing. I am your joy and your portion, says the Lord. Drink ye of the fullness that I desire to give to you. If you doubt not, rivers of living water shall flow from you, saith the Lord. Hearken to my voice. Stand ready to do all that I would command you. Be faithful unto my call, and you shall find me faithful to my word. Praise me. Magnify my name, says the Lord. For I desire to give to you the desires of your heart. It is not a hard thing for your God to say, mountain, be moved, winds, cease, darkness, flee, affliction, leave, for I am the living God. Therefore, meditate upon my precepts and have respect unto my ways. Don't forget my word. For as you serve the living God, my word shall be unto you the joy and the rejoicing of thy heart, says the Lord. My child, I would speak to you that praise is as a song of sweet music. I would increase your faith and bring forth a positive, confident, active power as you step forth in obedience to my word. My spirit will move within you, and I will cause you to step forth in strength, in courage, in an act of faith to pray for those who are in need, to lift up the fallen, and to inspire new hope in those who despair. I would build you up and cause my anointing to flow to thee and through thee, that I would minister to you and through you to my body in this earth. Behold, I will make available to you the resources of your God, which shall never fail thee. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. There are so many hungry hearts that are crying out in need and in intervention of their God. Many are the cries of my people that thirst after righteousness, and I have heard from on high, and I shall send forth my anointing that shall bring forth joy, peace, and power, and deliverance. Yea, my beloved, I've called you to be even as a co-laborer with me. For as I work in you a new thing by my Spirit, you shall come forth into a new place in your God. My child, I long with a continual desire to draw you close to my heart, to empower you and to bless you, even as you are obedient to me and do all that I ask of you. You shall be as it were a real flower in the garden of your God. And he that yieldeth and obeyeth the Lord shall be as a fruitful seed and as a green tree planted by living waters, says the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God that brings joy and peace and comfort and strength. Father, I lift those who are struggling now in battles and needs. And Father, I pray that your word will be made alive in them. Lord, I pray that you will minister to those who are heavy-hearted, to those who have been cast down, as Lord, as we've heard you speak. Lord, you speak to us by the Spirit. You speak to us out of your word. And so, Father, we praise you, not for the things which might have been, but for the things which indeed you are doing right now, for the things that you've promised, fullness of joy, gladness of heart. Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for ministering to those, Lord, who are weak, weak in body. Lord, I take authority over sickness, and I pray for healing right now, that your healing virtue will flow to them. Lord, you are moved by compassion. You're the same today as when you walked the streets of Jerusalem, as when you walked by the Sea of Galilee. Lord, you healed those who were sick and those who were oppressed of the devil. And so, Father, your power has not changed. You desire to do the same today. And Lord, I thank you now for touching everyone that needs health in their body, that needs healing in their soul, that needs deliverance in their spirit from the attacks and oppression of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for that work you're doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, my Bible is still open to Isaiah, and I'm looking at a few verses found in chapter 44. Thus saith the Lord, and I'll, in closing, share these verses. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, and as by willows, by water courses. Verse 6, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Verse 8, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. For the Lord has spoken. Amen. I pray that I sense his anointing, and I pray that you will be encouraged and strengthened by what God has spoken to us today. And if you have prayer needs, there may be loved ones who are in a real struggle, a situation you're facing, know that this ministry is a partner in prayer with God's people since 1965. The announcer will share our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.